Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, Kurt Logsdon.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Okay.
Good, good.
How about you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Did they ever come? Did Stan drop off the next shipment today or no?
No, I haven't heard from Stan one bit.
Okay. Yeah. So the probably because the reason why is that we need to wrap it up before they do. So here's the situation I got here. The checks weren't good enough. So what it's coming down to is we need some type of lease agreement, and it's for our purposes, not for anybody else. So we don't send it to anybody. We don't share it with anybody. Whether or not you guys create it just for this and then decide to not use it anymore is up to you. You know, that's completely up to you. But we need something, some type of agreement saying that you guys have a space there and that we know that these containers are going to be there. We have to have that, Kurt.
I don't know. Maybe we need to just have you guys send our money back then.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way around that. I can't, you know, we've tried everything that we could. It's just very difficult. There's no way you guys can get that for me. I mean, even if you, like, talk to him or... Because we don't send it to anybody. We don't show anybody. It's literally for us to see it. You know, just so we have...
Jeremiah,
yeah.
I do not have a lease agreement with them.
I know you don't.
Okay? This is a good faith deal with some good friends.
Mm-hmm. And I can respect that.
Every container we've bought in the last 10 years...
Mm-hmm.
Shows the shipment to that address, and nobody has ever needed this.
Okay. So
you're
then...
You're asking me to try to possibly ruin a relationship to ask for a lease agreement that they don't want to do.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you to ruin it. I really don't. I mean, like I said, I mean, if he would be willing, you know... to sign something for us, and then whatever you guys do with it afterwards, it's up to you. It's not, like, legally binding. You know what I mean? Like, you could take that lease agreement, and then he could say, you know what, let's void it. And then you could write something just to say it's voided. But for us, we just need something. I need something with that address on there showing that you guys are there. And I get that. I don't want to ruin that relationship. I don't. And I, you know, but
change addresses to the other lot I told you that we have containers at.
See, what other lot?
These containers, I told you the other day, we have another lot that we use for containers, and I could get you something for that one, but not this address. I told you that the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, what address is that? Is that the 301 address?
301?
Or is that... No. Okay, what address do you have can you get me something for?
I'd have to ask my wife what the address is because it's
okay.
A piece of property.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, get me some type of a lease agreement for the other property where containers are stored at.
Do you realize one other thing, too?
Sure.
That to run a business like this, the containers are never there.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
otherwise, every business would be bankrupt.
Right. No, and I understand,
okay.
And we get that. We get that. We know that you're renting them out, and you're making money off of them that way. And we get that. Obviously, if they're there, that means you're not making any money. But
right now we have 70 some odd containers,
mm-hmm.
and probably two in one location. And so that means there's probably 70 separate locations of where these containers are at right now.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. The thing that you need is BS to me, but I will go ahead and try to get it on I'll go ahead and get something on this other address for you. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, this is causing us problems, and I've never had this problem before with anybody.
Yeah, and I don't want it to.
Every time we give you something, you ask for something else.
Yeah,
at the very beginning, you only needed a couple things. We give you guys money, and then what happens, you keep saying, well, we need this. Up front, you never told us that you had to have a copy of a lease agreement.
Right.
There's always something else, and it's starting to work in the negative effect here.
Okay. I can respect that. I understand where you're coming from. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to put you in that situation. I am trying to get this done for you guys as much as possible.
I'm really starting to question your firm is what I'm starting to question. So,
okay.
Not so much you.
No, I understand. I'm not taking it personally.
Let me see what I can do, but I don't know if I can have you by today.
Okay, that's fine. If you can get it to me by the weekend.
You work on the weekend?
I check my emails throughout the weekend. So right. if you can get it to me, I can send it over.
Well, then you can call Stan and tell him that it's you guys causing the holdup, not me.
Yeah, okay.
Because we've never once had this problem before on any contender we bought from him.
Okay.
And it's making us look bad. You need to call him and tell him it's because of what your company wants is what the holdup is, and it's not me.
I'll call him.
Okay. I'll find out if you call him, too.
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
All right. Thanks, and I'll get this other thing for you.
All right. Sounds good, Kurt.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.